strained his hamstring. I'll have an MRI in the morning. Listen, it was a good game to get everybody in and give them an opportunity to play. I was happy with how some of the young guys, they played and they competed, and a couple of veteran guys did well. I thought Trent Edwards, he played well. Listen, I mean, he had a lot of drives and a lot of touchdowns there. So, and you got to give him credit for that. Along with the offensive line, listen, most of the guys played well. Defense flew around, made plays, got pressure on the quarterback. So it was I thought all in all that was good. With the punter situation, we haven't made any final move there. Although we gave Chaz an opportunity to do all the kicking and all the holding today, just to see how much he's progressed without Matt around. And we have not cut Matt yet. We didn't cut him prior to the game. So, but we gave Chaz an opportunity to see what he could do, see what he's learned over the last little bit here, and we can go back and make a clear evaluation on that. Time's yours.
How hard has Edwards made your decision at quarterback?
Well, listen, I want it to be hard. That's what I want it to be. So I thought he played well. I thought he did a nice job. And so we'll go back. How I know, go back and look at it tomorrow and see what we think.
How difficult is it for you to evaluate OJ now? I mean, he's not
played
a whole lot of snaps in preseason.
Oh, yeah, listen, it makes it a little tougher. That does make it a little tougher. But, again, we'll sit down and talk about it.
Do you feel like, I mean, you've seen him on tape a lot with others. Do you feel like you know what you've got in him, or did you need to see if he helped?
Well, you saw him a lot with the Rams is what you saw with them. You know, you didn't probably quite have as much on with the Redskins as what he had with the Rams. But we've got to go back and just look at that and see where we're at. And I'll talk to Rick and the docs and Howie and I'll get together and evaluate it.
What did you see out of the running backs, Bryce Brown and Chris Fulton?
Hey, you know what? I was proud of those two. They ran hard. Thought the offensive line blocked well. They've got a good defense. You know, I thought they ran with power and strength and speed. Like they ran fast and hard. So got to compliment them on that. They caught the ball well.
Yeah, like what's your comfort level right now in Foles if you had to use him in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks?
Yeah, well, listen, I think he's performed well enough where he can be a two for us. And I'll go back and look at the quarter that he had today, but he looks like he's very comfortable in there. Looks like he trusts his protection and makes the throws that he needs to make. And I think he's performed worthy of that. So I'll evaluate the other two as we go, and we'll just see what it comes out to in number wise.
Jeffrey Lurie said earlier today that you need to go 8-8 this season,
then
you
won't
return next year. Do you have a comment?
Well, listen, I mean, we surely wouldn't be satisfied with 8-8. I mean, we're striving for better than that. So I think that's the important thing. I'm not sitting here telling you that that's what I want to be. So, or this football team wants to be. And so we're striving for that. I'm not worried about all that. I understand the business. I completely understand. I have a great relationship with Jeffrey. So we go play. I don't worry about all that stuff. Worry about each game. I don't even think. I don't even care about that. I care about this football team and winning games now and playing well and working hard and that stuff. That's the last thing on my mind.
Does him not coming out though and saying that in press conference feel like?
I don't worry about that. I don't even that stuff. I don't care about that. I know I've got a great relationship with Jeffrey, and listen, his expectations are high. My expectations are high. Let's go play. Let's go control what you control, and that's playing the game, and go do it.
in the starting lineup and Colt Anderson not playing yet, how important is special teams for those last two spots?
Well, I tell the team every year that there are going to be a few guys on this team that make it because of special teams and their play there. So we evaluate that just as hard as we evaluate offense and defense, and we'll just see how that works out.
Has there been one guy or two guys this preseason that have open your eyes more than you thought they might?
Yeah. You know, picking, you can't do that. I mean, you know, I think it, the obvious, you know, you see the obvious ones that some of the young guys that have stepped up and, you know, I'm happy for Trent. If he's here or somewhere else, I'm happy for Trent. That kind of a player. So the young guys you're happy for, the guys that have been low and kind of bordering on being in or out of the league because of an injury or whatever, and they come back, I mean, those are good stories. Yeah, Deion, I don't think Deion's really 100% yet. That's why I held he and Chaney out. I just didn't feel comfortable playing them. It wasn't because of the other Dixon I've seen enough of. Yeah.
Is the competition that close between Kapka and Edwards where this performance comes down to the last kind of day?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't want to say anything. I want to go back and evaluate it and kind of churn over it a little bit here. And well, I'll visit with Howie about it and the coaches, and we'll come up with what we think is best and go with it. The nice thing is all four of them can play, right? That's they can play in this league, and they're good football players. And so we'll sit down and hash out. Tough decision, but that's good. That's what we want.
Switched around the positioning on the offensive line a little bit. Was that just to get a look at those guys in different spots?
You're saying with Dallas at center? Well, he's played some center, and then he hadn't played it the last week and a half or so. So I wanted a game and a half. So I wanted to make sure he got some snaps in there. But yeah, that's all.
Andy, what did you see from Demetrius Bell tonight at left tackle? Did he play as well as you would have liked?
Well, from what I saw, I wasn't necessarily focusing in on him. I know there are a couple of plays he liked that back, but I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job. You know what? I thought he did a nice job, actually. He showed up tonight. He's a big hitter. You saw him take a nice pop on one of the kickoff returns or punt returns where he came in and, you know, tried to make a big hit there and on the return unit. So we were receiving the ball at that time. So, and then his play on defense, I thought he did a nice job there. And so he played. Looked like he played aggressive football. I'll go back and look at the assignment stuff on tape. But I thought he was one of the guys that looked like he showed up a little bit.
Did Breyer ever get healthy enough for
UCF? Well, he's had a lot of kicks, punts since he's been here, and he's really forcing that thing in to get himself right. But I would tell you, yes, I've seen enough. I've surely seen enough over the years. With him, plenty over the years with him. So I think I'm comfortable with what I know about him. I understand he's not quite all the way back, but he's close. And, I wanted to make sure that we gave Chaz an opportunity where he was the guy there to show what he had.
Andy, how are you feeling about the safety position, especially with the Todd Way dealing with the injury and all that? I just feel like it's
Well, I've got to look at that. You know, I mean, that's one of the spots I've got to look at, and just make sure that we're set there, and we'll do that. We'll go through all the positions, but that's one where there was some stiff competition, and we've got to make sure we're right there.
Okay. Locker room is open.
Speaker. All right, so that's head coach Andy Reid. We will be back with your questions and more on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico.
If we said a pledge of allegiance before each game, this is what it would be. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Well, the kids wanted a puppy, but they can be really expensive. So to save money, I just found him a possum.